you remember last week, we talked about the unity that God has won for us through His Son, bringing Jew and Gentile together into one church. That that God is meant for us to be one, and that divisional stuff is not from God. Unity is from God. And of course, that oneness is in the Spirit of God. Ephesians 2:22 says, "In whom you are built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit." And in chapter 3, Paul writes to the he's writing to the Ephesians. And do you know what? Do you remember where he said he was writing from? Where was he at when he wrote this epistle? He was in jail. That's right. He was in a Roman prison, and he was under house arrest in the prison. Generally, when they are in prison, they have a Roman soldier chained to them, and the soldier does his shift, and then another one comes in. And it's not the easiest circumstances. Now, Paul had some liberties. People were able to come and visit him. But I wanted to look at the first verse in Ephesians 3:1 and see what it says. Somebody read that.
"For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for you Gentiles."
Okay. Okay. Whose prison was Paul in?
Christ. He was literally in a prison, but he's also... Jesus was his main...
servant.
Main faith.
Okay. All right. But why does he say he's the prisoner of Christ Jesus? Why didn't he say, "I'm the prisoner of Caesar"? If you were in a prison and you were writing to somebody, would you write, "I'm the prisoner of Jesus Christ"? Or would you write, "I'm the prisoner of Dorchester Penitentiary"?
Well, he was in prison because he was preaching about Jesus.
Okay.
And the Lord allowed it to happen, right?
Okay. Now we're getting somewhere here. Mm-hmm. He is the prisoner of Jesus Christ. Who does Paul recognize that put him in prison?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Jesus.
He's sovereign.
Do you think of things? Would you think of it that way? Paul knew that God was ultimately in control. Isn't that right? He knew that God was in control. He knew that God was allowing and arranging circumstances. Now, we know the devil can do things, but he can't do anything without God permitting it to happen. He can't. God is bigger. And Paul knew that so well. He had such a sense of the sovereignty of God, the control of Jesus Christ over all things. Remember one of the words that Jesus said in Matthew 28, before he left this world, he said, "All authority is given to me in heaven and where else? And on earth." That's what he said. And that's exactly the case. Which means that even though Paul was in prison, he knew that he was under the authority of Jesus Christ. That Jesus had allowed him to be in prison. That Jesus had caused it to take place in his sovereign will, that Jesus had a plan in it all. When he writes to the Philippians, he talks about, there's a good chance I'm going to leave. And in other words, I'm going to be killed. But he said to depart and be with Christ is
far better.
But nevertheless, he said, it's mindful. I think I need to stay to help you, basically, is what he was saying. But one of the things, and I think this is kind of neat tonight, as we've talked about different circumstances and looking for God's will, we can understand that there's somebody who's in control here. It isn't the guy that owns a building down the street. It isn't whoever owns another building down here. It isn't anybody else, but God is the ultimate authority, and he's in control. There's a verse in the book of Proverbs that says this: "The king's heart is in the hands of the Lord, and he turns it whatever direction he wishes, like rivers of water."
That includes prime ministers.
That's right. That includes the rulers of our land. Everything is in the hands of the Lord. He really does own the cattle on 1,000 hills. If somebody tells you that they own a house, bought and paid for, and now it's theirs, they're not telling you the truth. Ultimately, who owns it all? Not the bank. God owns it. The Lord owns it all. He can do what he wants with it. And he can free up land or tie up land. He can do whatever he wants. He can cause an atheist's mind to be totally changed, to do something totally out of character, because God is in control. And so somehow Paul was looking beyond that prison wall. He was looking beyond the Roman guards. He was looking beyond the Caesar Augustus, and he was looking into the face of Jesus Christ and saying, okay, God, you've got me here for a reason. And the Lord used Paul in that Roman prison because many people came and heard the gospel from him. And Rome was the seat of the Roman Empire. And so no doubt it caused a great turning to the Lord in many, many areas. So I just delight in this one verse, and that's all we're going to have time to do tonight. Okay. Is to understand that the circumstances and the situations that we find ourselves in life, either as a body here or as an individuals, God's in control. He's in control. Yes, Marie?
You know, last summer when you're going to have the bouncy house?
Yes.
And you're looking for a place, and
yeah,
I forget who it was in the end. He said, if it's for the kids, you can do it as much as you want, or something like that.
Yes, we were looking for a piece of land to put up the bouncy house, just to offer it free to the community as a, you know, gift to the children of the community. And I was just couldn't seem to find that right, a piece of flat little piece of land right in Cheticamp. And then that piece across from the old Robin Jones there came up. Or we saw it and said, that would be ideal. And that was Alfred Poirier, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And we went to his home, and there was just, oh, well, look, it was for the kids. That's wonderful. And basically, I think, you know, he's basically saying anytime you want to use it, you know. So it's awesome. And it's a nice piece of land.
Where is that one?
It's right across from the old Rob, the other Robin Jones store.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a flat little, it's a flat piece of land.
How big is it?
It's not really big, but look at it. You can look at it. But remember who's in control,
right?
And we mustn't forget that. Or sometimes we can get like the pity party I had one morning that I spoke of about the other fellow. God is our sovereign God. And we are, in another sense, we are the captives of Jesus Christ, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're his prisoners.
Yeah. If we are his prisoners, we are truly free. The Bible says, whoever is a slave to the Lord is a free man. And that sounds like an oxymoron. Maybe it is. But there's this incredible place where we can walk in this world knowing my God is in control. Even if all hell breaks loose, my God is still on the throne. He's never stepped off. He hasn't abrogated. He's there. And we can find in him. We can trust that he knows what he's doing, even if we land in a prison. We know. So that's our study for tonight. And I think that can be applied to all that we've been discussing even tonight, to realize he's on the throne. Hallelujah. Well, let's close in prayer. Father, tonight we thank you for the privilege of gathering together, and we thank you, Lord, for the harmony that you have given to us, that we can discuss things and Lord, look at different aspects of this work and ask you to guide and direct us and to provide what's needed. Lord, we so wonderfully need you. We thank you that you are Lord. Lord, we surrender to you afresh tonight. We pray as an individual and as a group, we're willing to surrender to you and say, not our will, but your will be done. And acknowledge that you really are the Lord of heaven and earth. Thank you, Lord. There's not a speck of dust that goes through the air that you are not Lord over. There's nothing that you are not Lord over. And we want to praise you for that, Lord. And what a confidence that can give to us, and what hope can rise in our hearts, even in the midst of sometimes hard circumstances. Pour out your Spirit. Grant blessing. We will continue, Lord, to remember Doug's opportunity to get work. And we pray, Lord, that you will open this door and bless him in it. And ask again, Lord, that you will physically bless his body in marvelous ways. Because you really are the Lord of heaven and earth. We thank you again for the privilege of meeting together in Jesus' name. Amen.
You could have called me tonight. You should have gone for a bare minimum last week. And